Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. We about to get into some things. First, hit the like button, the share button, and the follow button. Follow me so you don't miss any tea with Auntie. First on the docket, we have a woman in Fresno, California, at a KFC screaming, "I'm fucking hungry." Well, this comes after the woman ordered her food and then was refused service because she didn't have a mask on. The woman, in a profanity-laced fit of rage, hopped on the counter and threatened to stab the cashier.
Say what?
After she refused to serve her without a mask on, now I'm sure the signs were posted that you must wear a mask in order to be served, as all establishments have done. Where I live, the dining rooms are closed, so you ain't got to worry about wearing a mask because you ain't getting up in here. So she screams at the cashier, "I'm hungry. Give me something to eat now." The employee tried to explain, "I can't. I'll get fired." The lady yelled at him, "You don't even work here." The cashier was standing there in a KFC uniform at the register, so I'm pretty sure he worked there. The lady finally gives up after kicking over some promotional signs and calling the establishment disgusting. It's not clear whether the woman was charged with a crime. We're gonna take a break. And I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Next on the docket is Tory Lanez. This man really needs an intervention. He is back in the news again. 3 months after Meg Thee Stallion identified him as the person who shot her, he is now being sued by a man named Christopher Hardy. Christopher Hardy claims that Tory Lanez and his security assaulted him. This happened in November of 2019. It started with Tory Lanez throwing verbal shots, allegedly, before swinging on Hardy, thus causing a melee in the Live nightclub in Miami. Now, Hardy alleges that the security started kicking, punching, beating him. Hardy says the attack left him with blunt force trauma to the head, neck, chest, and back, and multiple contusions and bruises on his body. They whooped that ass. So, the lawsuit is for an undisclosed amount. When we come back, I'll wrap up with my final thoughts about Tory Lanez. Now, before I wrap up with my final thoughts on Tory Lanez, Remember to like, share this podcast, hit the follow button so you don't miss a moment of Tea with Auntie. Now, my thoughts on Tory Lanez is he needs to see a professional so that he can deal with his anger problems. The man is angry. He's angry all the time. It doesn't matter what's going on. He pops off. He's good for popping off. He needs to deal with his anger issues, his substance abuse issues. And I say substance abuse because anybody who will shoot somebody because, as he himself put it, he was just too drunk. Child, baby, you got a problem. Lanez has taken what you would call a fall from grace since the July shooting. And what he needs right now is to save his career. Take some time off. Go back to Canada. Get your life together. Because even if people still buy your music, the endorsements will be few, if any. No one is going to want to be affiliated with a woman abuser and a person with anger issues. They don't know when you're going to pop off. Tory Lanez has a pattern of popping off. Some say it's a Napoleon complex because he's short. I don't know. He needs an intervention of all kinds. Thanks for listening. Bye.